October 18th, 2021. For Krimo Media in Johannesburg, I'm Tabi Madiba. Making headlines. Sputnik V COVID-19 vaccine not approved. Ramaphosa says employment stimulus program to provide almost 1 billion in youth funding. NDA to picket during Magashule's court appearance. The South African Health Products Regulatory Authority said it would not approve Russia's Sputnik V COVID-19 vaccine at this time after considering its Section 21 application. The regulator had been engaged in rolling review of the data for the Sputnik V vaccine since the initial application was submitted on February 23rd. SAHPRA is concerned that the use of the Sputnik V vaccine in South Africa a setting of a high HIV prevalence and incidence and may increase the risk of vaccinated males acquiring HIV. SAHPRA added that the Sputnik V vaccine has not received emergency use listing by the World Health Organization. South Africa cannot afford endless delays in addressing unemployment, said President Cyril Ramaphosa as he sought to assure citizens that the phase two of the presidential employment stimulus will bring the country closer to meeting its collective goal of decent work and opportunity for all. Last week, Minister in the Presidency, Monhle Ngungubele, announced that Treasury would allocate 11 billion rand to the second phase of the presidential employment stimulus. Almost 1 billion rand of that will go towards funding the presidential youth employment intervention. Ramaphosa said as part of the intervention, several young people would be recruited into a revitalized national youth service and would receive training in digital skills, while youth-owned enterprises will receive support to expand and employ. The Democratic Alliance will picket outside the Free State High Court in Bloemfontein tomorrow when former Free State Premier Ace Magashule appears in court for his corruption case relating to a 255 million rand asbestos tender. Magashule and his 15 co-accused, which include former Mangaung Mayor Oli Mlamleli, businessman Edwin Sodi, and former Human Settlements Department head Ntimotse Mukesi, faced 74 charges of fraud, corruption, theft, and money laundering. The trial began on August 11th. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at PolitiZA.
For free access to legislation, speeches, and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Krimo Media's news and information website. Polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.